cattle prices trended lower on Wednesday. ERS increased its expectations for feeder cattle prices this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 18th of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued $2 to $6 lower on a live basis Wednesday at $100 to $102 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at mostly $102 in Nebraska. Prices were at $99 to $102 in the Western Corn Belt on Tuesday. Dress trade was at $160 to $162, which was $5 to $10 lower in Nebraska and steady to $10 lower in the Western Corn Belt. Also on the day, cattle feeders offered 1,220 head in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction and none sold. Choice steers and heifers sold $2.25 to $2.50 lower at the fat auction in Tama, Iowa. There were 122 choice 2-4 steers weighing an average of 1,378 pounds and breeding an average of 104.13. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, slaughter steers and heifers sold $3 to $6 lower. There are 498 head of choice 3-4 steers, weighing an average of 1,533 pounds and breeding an average of 102.76. Cattle futures mostly tread water on Wednesday, though, amid continued light trade. Live cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents higher, except for unchanged in December. Except for 32 cents lower in the back two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 36 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $9.96 lower Wednesday afternoon at $217.93 a hundredweight. Select was $5.09 lower at $208.08. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed 3 to 4 cents higher. Calves and feeders sold mainly steady to higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing less than 900 pounds sold steady to mostly $2 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Steers weighing more than 900 pounds sold fully $3 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers there sold $3 to $5 higher. Lower undertones were noted for a limited test of calves the previous day. There were 10,584 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 850 to 950 and 1,000 to 1,050 pounds sold mostly steady, while steers weighing 951 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher. Heifers weighing 900 to 950 sold $4 to $5 higher. There were 2,510 head on offer. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna, Missouri, where there were 2,467 head. The exception was $1 to $3 lower for steers weighing near 600 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing less than 500 pounds traded $2 to $5 higher and then steady to $4 lower at heavier weights. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers sold $2 to $4 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. Heifers traded unevenly steady. There are 2,327 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing less than 800 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $5 to $6 higher. There were 1,817 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold steady to $2 lower at St. Joseph Stockyards in Missouri, while steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher. Heifers weighing 300 to 550 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower, but $3 to $5 higher at 550 to 700 pounds, and then $1 to $2 lower at heavier weights. There are 1,447 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices lost recent steam Wednesday with some likely profit-taking and continued uncertainty about COVID-19. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 170 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 11 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 14 points. With higher anticipated Fed cattle slaughter for the remainder of the year, feedlot marketings will increase, say analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service, explaining that a faster pace of marketings and higher forecast Fed cattle prices than last month will likely improve feedlot demand for feeder cattle. That's from the latest monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. Based on recent price data, ERS increased the projected annual feeder steer price by almost $7 compared to the previous month to $131.40 a hundredweight. That's Basis Oklahoma City. The projected second quarter feeder steer price was raised by $5 to $126. Forecast price for the third quarter increased $9 to $132, and the fourth quarter price projection rose $13 to $131. ERS analysts explain that in the second quarter, beef packing capacity declined by as much as 41%, which prompted lower prices for fed cattle. As beef production declined, wholesale beef prices skyrocketed, which greatly expanded packer margins. However, they say that as packing capacity began to rebound at the beginning of May, increasing demand for cattle, it likely increased their willingness to pay higher prices for cattle. The average five-area direct fed steer price in May was more than 9% higher than the previous month at $111.53 a hundredweight. With that in mind, ERS increased its price forecast for fed steers in the second quarter by $3 to $104. Forecast prices for the third and fourth quarters increased by $6 to $105 and $106 respectively. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, 18th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.